Hello, my name is Kim Jefferson. I'm the squad leader of the Fabulous Fit Squad, and I'd like to welcome you to the monthly book report. This month, the book report is about Hungry for Change. It's written by James Calhoun and Laurentine Ten Boss. The book is really good. I like books that have come from a place of how do I help myself? You know, instead of relying on other people to solve your medical problems. James's dad was suffering from being tired. He was being over-medicated. You know, every time he was given a medication, it would cause another side effect, which caused another prescription medication, and he just wasn't himself anymore. And, you know, both James and Laurentine was like, there has to be something we can do. And they turned to food to help out his dad. And, you know, through the use of food and educating themselves, you know, talking to, you know, industry experts, as well as medical doctors, as well as naturopaths, they were able to really help.
The whole premise of the book, which is what I really like about it, is that, you know, your health is in your hands. You know, given all the recent things with Obamacare, this isn't me getting on a soapbox. It's really saying that we're in charge, and if we don't take care of ourselves, who is going to take care of ourselves? You know, our diets consist of, you know, dead, refined, nutrient deficient foods, and it's up to us to really look for the best things possible to fuel our diets. Throughout this book, there are a series of excerpts from industry experts, telling you how you can live a better healthy lifestyle. And, you know, as you know, there's so many different approaches. And what I tell all of my clients and what I'm going to share with you is pick something that is going to work for you and work for your lifestyle. You know, I don't think your diet should be, you know, you have to struggle to think about it. I don't think your diet should be something that's very hard for you to maintain. You know, they give 10 nutritional tips that I think cross any span, any diet that you want to follow, any, you know, philosophy that you want to follow. You know, choose organic. If you can, if you struggle with getting in vegetables, you know, green juices are awesome. They're even best if you blend them yourself. You know, stay away from processed sugary foods. You know, get in your good fats. I know in the 80s and early 90s, we were afraid of fats, but good fats are very good for you and fuel, your body. Ditch the microwave, you know, if possible, you know, cook your food, oven, stovetop, grill, and use your microwave as, you know, little as possible. You know, I mentioned earlier, get in your veggies. You know, they are nutrient dense foods. You know, we need to like get back into those just basic vegetables. Read your labels. You know, if you need a PhD to understand what is in the back of a label, then, you know, it shouldn't be something for you. The only caveat is there are certain products that use the botanical names, but you know the chemical names, they end in eights and those kind of things. And eat mindful. You know, I recently went to a meditation class where we sat and we ate a Hershey's Kiss. You know how small that Hershey Kiss is? And she was, you know, very deliberate. Like, we had to look at it in our hand. We had to smell it. We had to put it up to our ear. And it was really interesting to be, you know, so mindful. And then instead of just opening up, popping it in your mouth, it was really an experience. So, you know, think about your food, anything you eat in that way. I know most of us, you know, sadly, you know, are gulping food at our desk or gulping food in our car on our way to someplace else. But, you know, if we can take a few minutes to really kind of enjoy and savor the foods. And the last thing is, you know, eat as local as possible. You know, most of us have access to farmers markets, and usually those farmers markets happen in the summer times. But I know that there are many communities that are working really hard to get those, you know, year round, winter farmers markets. So if you can have access to that, absolutely go for that. I briefly mentioned juicing, and this was, you know, they have a number of recipes in the back of the book, which I think is awesome, about juicing and, you know, things that you can do yourself versus buying it off the shelf. You know, I believe in doing it yourself. That way you know exactly what's going in there. All the good stuff is staying in the product. You know, they don't have to overboil it to get the preservatives in there and to make sure that it has shelf life. You know, a juice bar is just as easy. Just, you know, make sure you're not adding in extra sugary things to make it taste better. I will say that, you know, juicing is an acquired taste for some folks. You know, the premise of the book is food is the solution. And, you know, we need to just make sure that we are getting the best quality food that we can afford. And I'm not saying, oh, you have to go out and buy organic food. If you can afford organic, absolutely. If you can't afford organic, get the best possible thing you can. There is, if you do a Google, there is, I think it's like the Dirty 15 or the Dirty 10. And it's the number of fruits and vegetables that make sense buying organic. So, you know, if it doesn't have a skin, it should be organic. If it does have a skin, it needs to be organic. But there's other fruits and vegetables that they over-pesticide. So it's worth taking a look at that. The other thing that keeps being brought up into this is about, you know, turning to food as an emotional release, and that the number of people who, you know, say as a young kid were bullied or they were, you know, verbally or mentally or physically abused, they turn to food as a way to self-soothe themselves. And so if you think about, you know, anytime we are looking for comfort, we turn to the comfort foods, the foods that we had as kids, you know. So the better we can eat, the better, our skin looks. There are over 7,500 chemicals that are released into our ecosystem. And, you know, the last part of the book really goes into how do you go about detoxifying what's, you know, basically exists in our environment. And so it's, you know, one of the things that I found enlightening is how our body defends ourselves against toxins. And so it creates this layer of fluid around the toxin, because it knows that it doesn't know what it is, but it knows that it's smart enough to know, our bodies are smart enough to know that it has to protect us from this particular toxin. And so that's why, you know, you see a lot of people are inflamed, especially in their belly area, because that's where we tend to hold the toxins. So the key is to try to work to minimize the toxins that you ingest, but also be able to help your liver flush out the toxins that live into your body. And when we do that, we'll probably flush away, you know, anywhere from 5 to 7 pounds off the scale because of the fluid. We're able to release the toxins that are held in that fluid. You know, overall, Hunger for Change, it was a really quick read. It was awesome. You know, they've had tons of experts, you know, medical experts speak. You know, the impetus for the book is really funny because I just went to a Tony Robbins event this February, and it really had changing on my life. And the start of this came from the two of them attending a Tony Robbins, and he's really big into health and clean eating and all of that good stuff. So I highly recommend picking up this book. Next month, I will be reading The Little Book of Thin by Lauren Slayton. And I hope that you enjoy it. Feel free to go to my website. It's fabulousfitsquad.com. And I am Kim Barnes Jefferson. And I look forward to speaking with you next month.